Okay, so we got into a little bit of a tangent yesterday because Rabbi Eliezer says that the cutoff time, the latest that you could daven Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis at night is until the end of the first Ashmura, and then we got into tangent. What does that mean, Ashmura? Is it a fourth of the night? Is it a third of the night? And then Rabbi Eliezer explained, Ika Mishmaros Berakia, Ika Mishmaros Ba'ara, and what the signs are of the Mishmaros, and specifically what's going on in the Mishmaros Berakia. And how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shoig Ka'ari. And we ended off with this, striking description of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yoshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'Shoig Ka'ari V'Omer Oy Levanim Sheba'avonoseim Hichravzi Es Beisi V'Sarafti Es Heichali V'Lisam Levein HaUmos HaOlam. Which is a beautiful description, a beautiful idea, right? That that the tsar and the pain of galus and the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying it hurts me more than it hurts you in a certain way. And, Hashem is crying that he had to destroy the Beis HaMikdash and he had to send us into galus. And, right, Shechinta v'galusa, or Imo Anochi v'tsara, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is crying, and that's why, okay, we have the concept of Tikkun Chatzos and crying out about the Beis HaMikdash in the middle of the night. Specifically, I don't know anything about it, but specifically corresponding to these times, because we're saying that we're gonna, right? It's just like, it's kind of this like cycle. Like Hashem is crying for us, and Hashem is crying, so then we want to join in, and we, are crying for the Beis HaMikdash at these times also because we know that Hashem is crying. So that's what's going on at the different junctures of the Mishmaros. So now we continue and we get into a discussion about chorvas and broken down structures, and we'll see how it's connected to the tsar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and for sending us into Galus. So we are up to the two dots in the middle of Gimel Amud Aleph with the words Tanya. It's right like next to the Tosos that says Va'onim Yeheshmei Gadol Mevarach. Tanya, we learn in the Brisa Amar of Yosi Pamachat Hayiti Mahalich Bederech. So one time I was walking, I was traveling somewhere. V'nichnasti lechorva echat mi chorvos Yerushalayim lispalel, and I entered into, so he was living post destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and nichnasti lechorva echat, I went into one of the destroyed houses, right, charav, destroy. So lechorva echat mi chorvos Yerushalayim lispala, one of the destroyed buildings of Yerushalayim. So I entered in so I could daven. Ba Eliyahu zachor latov, so Eliyahu Anavi zachor latov came, and when he was davening, or I guess after he was davening, v'shamar li al Pesach, and he was waiting for me at the doorway, ad shesiyamti tfilasi, exactly until he finished davening, l'achar shesiyamti tfilasi, once I finished davening, amar li shalom alecha Rebbe, so he said, hello, shalom alecha Rebbe, how are you Rebbe? V'amarti lo, shalom alecha Rebbe Mori, so he kind of one-ups him, he says, shalom Rebbe Umori. So what did Eliyahu, why was Eliyahu there? What did Eliyahu have to say to him? V'amar li, he said to me, Bini, my son, v'pnei ma nichnasta l'chorba zu, what are you standing in this chorba? We're going to see, it's not so pasha that you could go and stand in a chorba. So why are you standing in this chorba? Why are you standing in this destructed building or dilapidated building? Amarti lo lispalel, he says, I came in here because I was looking for a nice quiet place to daven. Va'amar li, ha'ilecha l'asval b'derech. You should have davened on the road. You shouldn't have gone off the road into this destroyed building and seemingly endanger yourself. You should have just stayed on the road. Ha'ilecha l'asval b'derech. Va'amarti lo. So I responded to Eliyahu. Right, this is Rav Yossi talking. I responded to Eliyahu, Misyare Hayisi Shema Yafsiku Bi Ovre Derachim. So he says, no, I dafka went off the road into the Chorba because Misyare Hayisi, I was afraid that Ovre Derachim, that someone, someone else that was traveling on the road would be mafsik me, would interrupt me in the middle of my tefillah. I wanted to find a nice place where I would have Kavana and be able to daven without disruption. So Eliyahu responded to him. Now it's back and forth, Eliyahu to Rabbi Yossi. So Eliyahu says, "V'amar li." So he said to me, "Hayilecha lispalel tefila kitzara." He says, "Oh, I understand you had this concern that you were going to be interrupted in the middle of your davening, but there's something that we're going to see later on in the Masechta called Tefillah Kitzara, a shortened version of the Amidah, shortened version of Shmoneh Esrei. So that's what you should have davened Tefillah Kitzara. You should have done the abridged version, which is, you know, just takes 20 seconds, something like that. And, you know, in those 20 seconds, you'll get your davening in, and you don't have to be concerned that someone's going to interrupt me." So Rabbi Yossi, so that's what Eliyahu said to him. So Rabbi Yossi, now recounting the story, says, "But also Shah, lamati mimenu shlosha devarim." So at that time, I learned from Eliyahu Anavi three different things. I'm going to number them. Lamati she'enich nasim l'chorba. So the first thing I learned from him is that you should not enter a destroyed structure, a destroyed building. Right, because it's dangerous. How did he learn that? Because Eliyahu said, "Why are you in the Chorba? Why you should be on the road?" Yeah, okay. So that's the first thing. Second thing that he said that he learned from him, Vilamati Shemispalim Bederech, and I learned that you are allowed to daven on the road. You might think that that's not an appropriate place to daven, so I learned that you are allowed to daven on the road. And the third thing, so I learned that if you are davening on the derech, if you are davening on the road, and you know, a place where you won't necessarily have as much kavana, you should daven a tefillah kitzara. So that's Rabbi Yossi recounting the three things he learned from Eliyahu and Avi. Let's continue the story though. V'amar li b'ni. Ma kol shamata b'chor bazu. So Eliyahu continued, after we had this whole discussion, should I be davening, should I not be, I should be on the road, I should daven tefillah kitzara, back and forth. So he said, what is this this kol that you heard in the chorba? V'amarti lo, I said to him, shamati bas kol, she menahemes kiyona. I heard a bas kol, a heavenly voice, that was humming like a dove, she minahemis, I guess that's an onomatopoeia, right? Minahemis, humming, kiyona. And what was the baskol saying? V'omeris, and it was saying, oy lebanim shavano seyim hikrafti espesi. So woe to my children, that because of their sin, shavano seyim, I had to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. V'sarafti es heichali, and I had to burn my temple. V'higlisim lebein ha'umos, and I had to exile them amongst the nation. Okay, so that is the connection. That is the connection to the previous sugya, right? So why are we bringing this up? Why are we all of a sudden talking about this travel that Rav Yossi had and his back and forth, this back and forth that he had? So because we were talking about Mishmaros in the middle of the night and Hashem is crying, and that's exactly what Rav Yossi heard in the Chorba. V'amar li chayecha v'chayi roshecha lo sha'a zu bilvad omerikach. So Eliyahu said to me, I swear by your life And the chaya roshecha, the life of your head. I swear, I promise to you right now. Lo shazu bilvad omer kach. This isn't a one-time incident that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is crying out like this. Ela b'chol yom v'yom shalosh pamim omer kach. Hashem is crying out every single day, three times a day. V'lo zu bilvad, and not only this, that Hashem is crying out that I had to destroy the Beis Hamikdash, that I had to exile the people. Ela b'shash Yisrael nichnasim lebate knesios or lebate midrashos v'onim yehei shmei hagadol mivarach. So, furthermore, at the times b'shash Yisrael nichnasim lebate knesios or lebate midrash, when they go into their shuls and their bate midrash. V'onim yehei shmei hagadol mivarach, right? Like we say in Kaddish, yehei shmei rabbi mivarach l'olam memoya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu minane rosho. So when we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shaking his head, like, yes, yes, as we're saying that, v'omer, ashrei hamelech, and Hashem is saying, praiseworthy is the king, shem mikalsin oso bebeso kach. Praiseworthy is the king that they praise him in his house in such a such a beautiful way. Malo la'av shehigla es banav. And woe to the father who was forced to exile his kids. Voi lahem lebanim. And woe to the children. Shegalu mi'al shulchan avihem. To the children who were exiled from the table of their father. And basically, right, I think the Pashup Shad here is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees us saying Yehei Shmei Rabbam, we're answering with enthusiasm and koach and excitement, you know, it kind of creates, you know, Hashem realizes how strong our kesher is to him and our relationship, and it conjures up even more pain for the exile. So, right, I think the point is, you know, what Eliyahu Navi is saying is, yes, there are three set times in the day or in the night where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is crying out, and that's set. Three times a day, that's set. But, you know, maybe Dafka Yehi Shmei, or maybe he's just speaking more broadly, and he's saying that at any other moment during the day where we're doing something, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is you know, it's headshake worthy, right? It's minane rosho. There are other points during the day, aside from these points, where Hashem is like shaking his head and just like, how, you know, how lucky I am that I have these children, and how sad I am that we had to that I had to exile them and destroy the Beis HaMikdash. So, very beautiful Gemara. Hopefully we should learn it and also think about it, internalize it, and appreciate that relationship with the Kaddish.